I got to talk about a couple different insects. The first one involves my favorite insect of all, bees. And it involves Angelina Jolie. And why you want to be very, very quiet when you are covered with bees.
Be very, very quiet.
I just love that cartoon. I mean, I've loved that cartoon for, 64 years, I suppose, anyway. But I love what Angelina Jolie did. She wanted to do her part, or she was invited to do her part, to raise awareness about the importance of bees during World Bee Day. I'm sure Donald Trump might want to abolish that, but it's a world day. It's not just in the U.S. And Angelina Jolie allowed herself to be photographed and videotaped, covered with honeybees. Now, as a beekeeper, and as someone who is not only a beekeeper, but allergic to bee venom, so I got to be very careful, I was quite fascinated by this display of performance art for a good cause. And I was curious, how did they draw the bees into Jolie's partially, you know, and tastefully clad body? I mean, she had a dress on, but there was plenty of exposed skin, you know, upper torso, her arms, her face. I figured they might use lemongrass because that's what we used around here to try to attract bees from a swarm into a box. They didn't, though. They used a queen bee pheromone. I don't know how they got that. Maybe they convinced the queen bee to willingly donate some pheromone. I don't know. They got it at any rate, and they put it on her. And she was 6 inches away from this cluster of 60,000 bees. Everyone else in the studio, except the photographer who wanted to, he wanted to maintain some solidarity with her by also not wearing protective equipment, okay? So everybody else was covered. and again, she has some kind of a dress on. I really couldn't tell from the photo or the video, but most of her skin above her torso, arms, face, all exposed. She also said she did not have a shower before, and that's a good idea because bees do not like foreign smells, especially the sweet kind of stuff you might get from body wash or something. So it was an 18-minute pose. She was calm and focused for 18 minutes with bees crawling all over her. The one that kind of freaked her out, and it would have freaked me out, somehow got under her dress and crawled up her leg. here's Angelina Jolie sharing that whole experience.
It just felt lovely. It felt lovely to be that connected to this beautiful, these beautiful creatures. It felt that there's certainly a hum. There's a bzzz, some strange meditation. And you can't move and you don't want to do anything to, so you have to be really still and in your body in the moment, which is not easy for me, so it was good for me. But it was all quite an experience. Then you put a few things up your nose and in your ears so you don't give them as many holes to climb in.
Wow. That's a little scary. But
I did have one that was under my dress the entire time.
Wow. And you didn't move?
And I thought
you just stood completely
still? It was like
still?
A comedy, like one of those old comedies where there's that one bee that, and I kept feeling it on my knee, on my leg, my thing, and then kind of I thought, oh, this is the worst place to get stung.
Well, good for her, and good for World Bee Day, and good for all of us who take steps to protect bees. I want to move on from being stung to being bitten. Mosquitoes. You know, it's been an interesting year here in central Iowa for mosquitoes, a fairly big population given how warm and wet it has been. Axios Des Moines did a recent story about this, and I thought it was interesting. A science prof from ISU, Alan Miller, did some research and found that the mosquito population has drunk, slurped, gobbled down an entire 100 gallons of central Iowa blood this season. Now, I was curious how he ever came up with that number. So apparently he multiplied the metro area's population, it's about 800,000. He multiplied 800,000 by the average number of annual bites, which he estimated at 100. And I'm kind of shocked about that. I don't think I've ever had 100 bites in a year. And I'm outside and in the garden and walking in the woods a lot. So I think that's high. But so I'm gonna. I also assume there are people who get no bites because they never go outside. So I think his number is probably high. But anyway, it was intriguing to know that somebody had tried to come up with a number of how much blood Central Iowans have donated to mosquitoes. So I think that's an alarming number that's over the top. I do think that it's good to protect yourself against mosquitoes. I do that by dressing appropriately. I wear long pants. I wear a shirt when I have to, even when it's warm out. And, you know, if I have to put on some bug dope, I'll do that, but I don't normally do that. You know, Kathy and I are very careful about getting rid of standing water. What I don't like is this blanket spraying. And we've been fortunate to have a city that is willing to work with those of us who raise food organically and who raise bees so that we don't have these toxins coming in and killing our, you know, killing our bees and you know, ruining the organic element of our crops. I'm grateful for that. Things have changed a lot, again, for the better. But I remember when I was a kid, when they not only did blanket spraying, they did it with helicopters. They did it during the day. I remember being out playing once on Basswood Avenue with my friends, and we saw the helicopter go by, and it was, yay, helicopter! And next thing we know, ooh, weird sticky stuff on our arms and on our heads. Oh, whatever that is. Well, we'll just keep playing. You know, so if I get really weird or get some kind of crazy cancer, I'm blaming that. But I'm glad we moved on from that, at least to some extent. Again, plenty of other problems with chemicals, but at least we seem to have addressed the aerial spraying of entire neighborhoods and children during the day. We've addressed that problem.